Focus Detachment by Serena Fadlun. As entrepreneurs, chasing big dreams and setting ambitious goals runs through our veins. Many of us can remember doing that ever since we were kids, possibly influenced by demanding parents or by beliefs we took for granted. We expect a lot from ourselves, and then we get caught in an endless loop of hard work and hustle that can often lead to burnout and desperation when things don't go as planned. But as discussions around mental health and quality of life are becoming more prevalent, we are starting to understand that our happiness should come first. Of course, it is easier said than done. Why are entrepreneurs 30% more likely to experience depression, and what can we do to protect our mental health while we face the ups and downs of entrepreneurship? At the heart of the entrepreneurship struggle is what I call the hustle versus detach dilemma. On one side, we have hustle culture. We deeply believe that if we want to be successful, we have to work extremely hard. In fact, we have to work harder than anyone else. We have to put our goals above anything and anyone. We have to be obsessed with our mission. And of course, quitting is never an option. We have heard this from all the most successful people out there, and it goes even deeper. We have heard it from our parents, our teacher, and every adult we ever trusted. Even if this has been proven to lead to burnout and poor mental health, we just can't help it. We devote our lives to our goals, and if we fail, there's nothing left but despair. And then we blame ourselves, and we start again, convinced that we have to work even harder. These beliefs are so deeply ingrained in our minds that if we try to listen to all the narratives around balance and mindfulness, we end up feeling guilty. I'm willing to bet every entrepreneur out there knows the feeling of trying to unplug and relax, only to be nagged by the uncomfortable thought that we are not doing enough. And here is where detachment comes in. Detachment is a Buddhist principle that suggests that if we cling too strongly to anything, we're bound to be unhappy. Our fulfillment becomes dependent on external things and circumstances, and we convince ourselves that without the object of our desire, we would be miserable. Instead, detachment makes us free. If we get what we want, that's great, but if we don't, we'll still be happy. But how can we apply this if we're scared that if we let go of our obsession even a little bit, we'll lose it completely? How do we let go of that scrappy attitude that we're so sure is the only path to success? Sometimes we are afraid of being unafraid because we're convinced that the fear of being left behind is what propels us forward. I believe the answer to this lies in what I call focused detachment. We can and we should love and believe in our mission. We should follow our goals from a place of joy because those big dreams are our purpose. They are part of us. They make us excited about getting up in the morning. They make us feel complete, meaningful, and alive. We should dedicate our time to our purpose because that's what we crave. We should find our flow, the place where, as Mihai Csikszentmihalyi puts it, people are so involved in an activity that nothing else seems to matter. And we should commit to this work. We should focus on it, while also prioritizing our mental health and relationships, of course. We should care, and we should give it our all. But then, we need to detach from the outcome. We have to learn that regardless of what happens, we will still be ourselves, and we will still be okay. We'll have other goals, we'll learn new lessons, and all the failures will lead to bigger dreams. As the Bhagavad Gita teaches, we have to fully devote ourselves to our purpose, and then let go of the fruits of our labor.